Incidentally, 121 years ago, there was a Parliament of Religion which took place in Chicago in 1893, and the person who represented Hinduism, his name was Swami Vivekananda. So that was the first time any such congregation ever happened, and that was in Chicago. So he spoke there very eloquently. He was a very learned person, and instead of, you know, my words, I would like to, if you don't mind, quote him. Is it okay?
Of course. Okay. Please.
First, he addressed the audience, brothers and sisters of America. When he said that there were 4,000 people, there was standing ovation for 2 minutes. Then he began to speak, because that was not a very conventional way of addressing people. So he talked about Hinduism being a very ancient religion. It has no founder, but it has found its way to change itself and suitable to time. And as far as tolerance, long time ago, when Jewish people had their temple destroyed, many of them came to southern part of India to avoid persecution. Same thing happened with Zoroastrian people. When Persia was invaded by Arabs, Zoroastrian people fled to India, and they still practice their religion in India as Zoroastrians. They didn't have any problem practicing their faith within India. So from time to time there are, of course, intolerances and injustice, but there is always a check and balance, I would say. Just like in America, we are always correcting ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Learning from past mistakes. So in India, it is same way, because for ages, people have come, assimilated, and brought their faith, their custom, and India housed them all. Mm-hmm. It's a country, there are many faiths, many customs, many religions, and they are living there. Okay, if you ask different Hindu people, how do you practice your faith, you won't get single answer, because some have rituals, some will worship to certain gods, but they are told no matter which way you worship, it goes to same absolute. Okay, so for that I just like to quote Vivekananda, which is actually from an ancient scripture. As the different streams having their sources in different places all mingle their water in the sea, so, O Lord, the different paths why men take through different tendencies, various through though they appear, crooked or straight, all lead to Thee. So that's what it is. So you'll find people, they don't need any form of any idol or anything to worship, but directly pray without any symbol, because they know that it's going to the same supreme being. Mm-hmm. So you'll find, you know, all over India they are just worshipping whatever they feel. And also, you know, most of the Indian people are vegetarian. So you don't slaughter, it's not just cow, it's just we don't slaughter any animals to eat, so it's practically vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Country. And also there are chanting, which you say shanti means peace. When you invoke various shanti mantra, they say, okay, shanti to the world, shanti to the trees and water and everything. It's not just you, because you exist in the world as part of, you know, the entire universe. You are not just the only one, so you have to coexist with the rest of the flora and fauna.